Time now for sports. It's down to four. The 2006 NCAA basketball tournament has been one of the most exciting in years. Mere upstarts have turned into real contenders. The playoffs that began with 64 teams will shrink to just two after LSU faces UCLA today, and George Mason, the school and not the founding father, plays Florida tonight in Indianapolis. Ron Rappaport is there in Indianapolis, tapping his own glass slippers. How are you, Ron?
I'm good, Scott.
You know,
not as good as George Mason, but I'm good.
I don't know. I think you've got your strong points. I think there are two Cinderella teams. LSU, my gosh, they began the season with a hospice on their basketball court. A hospital, I should say, not a hospice. Good Lord, a hospital field on their basketball court. And now, of course, they're in the Final Four. And I got to tell you, Glenn Davis, the guy they call the Big Baby, is, I think, one of the most appealing college basketball players in a long time.
Well, you're absolutely right, Scott. I mean, Glenn Davis and a lot of the other basketball players and other athletes at LSU started the season in the Pete Maravich Athletic Center, which had been turned into this emergency triage station, working with doctors and volunteers trying to save the hurricane's victims, Scott. And Glenn Davis in particular held an IV for 2 hours for a patient who finally died, and he said it changed him for life. Since then, we've seen him become the second coming of Charles Barkley on and off the court. Here's a 300-pound guy who's as much fun to listen to as he is to watch play. Yeah. He's a riot.
Yeah. Well, George Mason is a remarkable story. I can't recall. Maybe Loyola was the last time a commuter school got this far in the playoffs. What keeps them together?
Blind luck. No. Seriously, Scott. The Patriots are the classic case of a good team that caught a few breaks and then suddenly began to realize, hey, it's just basketball. We've been playing that all year long. They really benefited from the tournament format of one loss and you're out. And they're just a classic case of a team that caught a wave and sees no reason to keep on riding it. This is one of the beautiful things about sports sometimes, Scott, when the players surprise themselves as much as the fans and anybody else.
You're going to watch these playoffs and then get right back into the car to witness the opening of baseball. The Cleveland Indians versus the, did I say, world champion Chicago White Sox.
Missed the raising of a World Series flag in Chicago, Scott, which happens once a century.
Oh, you
clockwork?
You'd drive from Iceland to make it. But I do wonder, are you impressed by Commissioner Selig's announcement that former Senator George Mitchell, who just happens to be on the board of the Boston Red Sox, is going to lead an investigation into steroid use?
Kind of a conflict of interest there, don't you think? I mean, nobody doubts George Mitchell's bona fides as a stand-up guy, but here he is involved not only with the Red Sox, but also with ESPN. He's on the board of Disney, and they're doing a series on Barry Bonds, which has caused some problems within the company. So it's kind of an interesting choice, yes.
Well, I wonder, is this investigation going to make it possible for Barry Bonds to pursue Henry Aaron's home run total to break his record of all-time career home runs by being able to shirk aside all questions about steroids by saying, look, that matter's under investigation, I can't comment?
Well, I suppose it would, though. I can't believe that the pressure isn't going to get to him. And, Scott, I'm looking for Barry Bonds to have kind of a convenient injury or illness at some point pretty early in the season, the closer he gets to Hank Aaron. I just don't see him being able to stand up under this kind of pressure. I just think it's going to be something that's always there. Beyond that, though, remember this time last year when Mark McGwire and Rafael Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa, were testifying before Congress? What a crisis that was supposed to be. Well, baseball had its biggest year ever at the gate, and I think it'll do so again this year.
Okay. Ron Rappaport, a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, is at the NCAA playoffs in Indianapolis. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Scott.